And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you, sports fans, and welcome into the first edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner for the winter sports season. Daniel Versteg with you after a month hiatus of the Coach's Corner. We're back and ready to get things started. Basketball season, yeah, would you believe it, starts on Monday for a lot of our area teams. In fact, both of the coaches we're going to be talking to this morning start their regular season starting on Monday. One of the coaches we talked to had a scrimmage yesterday against Okoboji. We're going to be talking about that a little bit, talking about all kinds of things surrounding Lamar's and Galen girls basketball. We'll be chatting with Coach Cody Deercup of Lamar's basketball coming up at about 8:15 or so, and then following that around 8:30, 8:35, we'll get Galen Catholic girls basketball coach Brandon Shecker on the horn and get his thoughts on his team heading into this season. So a lot to get into, lots of great things to talk about with Lamar's and Galen basketball. But of course, with girls basketball season around the corner, we do have some of the preseason rankings, the way things expect to shake out for all of these area teams. And, well, some of the Plymouth County schools that have been mentioned in Class 1A, we have MMCRU, a state tournament team last year, ranked number 6 in Class 1A. And then Kingsley Pearson starts off the year number 14 in Class 1A, another state tournament team, but they graduated a lot of talent off of that state tournament team last year that had to play Newell Fonda in the opening round. And, well, you know, when you play Newell Fonda in the state tournament, not many good things happen to teams that do that. Of course, Newell Fonda, the three-time defending state champs in Class 1A and are the number one team in 1A. Some of the other notable teams around the area that made the rankings: Central Lyon is the fourth-ranked team in Class 2A. Sibley O'Cheadon, eighth in 2A. That's going to make for a good Siouxland Conference battle this year. Class 3A, Unity Christian's the number one team in the state. They lost by 7 last night to Bishop Helan. West Lyon is third-ranked in 3A. Cherokee is fourth-ranked in 3A. Esterville Lincoln Central, 6th-ranked, and Sergeant Bluff Luton is 8th-ranked. Class 4A, Bishop Helan is 6th-ranked, and Lamar's first opponent is the Spencer Tigers. They are 12th-ranked in the preseason rankings that came out earlier this week. And in 5A, Sioux City East is ranked number 13. So you have three different MRAC opponents that are ranked for the Bulldogs, and then for Galen Catholic, you have MMCRU and Unity Christian ranked out of the War Eagle Conference. Western Valley, of course, with Kingsley Pearson. The Siouxland Conference up to the north of us has a number of ranked opponents. And Cherokee out of the Lakes Conference. And Spencer, boy, that Lakes Conference with two of their six teams ranked to start the year. Some very solid girls basketball teams around the area, and it should be another fun season. We're hoping for good things for both of our for all of our area teams, for that matter. We'd love to see trips to Des Moines. We'd love to be talking girls basketball all the way leading up to March. Our KLEM Coaches Corner every Saturday during the basketball season is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Do you want to make you aware of the Monday schedule of girls basketball here? Of course, Cherokee is in action and taking on Sioux City West, but the games we are a bit more intrigued by. Lamar's will be at 12th-ranked Spencer on Monday to open up their 2021-2022 regular season. And the game we will be covering right here on KLEM Radio, Galen Catholic, will be at 14th-ranked Kingsley Pearson. So that should be a good contest. It'll be over at Kingsley's newly renovated facility, so we're going to have lots of things to enjoy over there at Kingsley. We'll also bring you video coverage of that contest on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. So a good thing there. We'll be able to bring you something that you can listen to in your car or also watch on your big television screen at home. So that's what's coming up on Monday. And, of course, we'll be talking with Coach Cody Deercup and Coach Brandon Shecker. Let's get one of those on the horn. We're going to talk with Coach Cody Deercup first. Lamar's girls basketball coming off last year's season in which the Bulldogs, they were competitive throughout the year. Lamar's ended up finishing the season with a 14-9 record, a semifinal loss to Sergeant Bluff Luton. Very good team there, and in Class 4A. So, again, just trying to get past some of those good teams later on in the semifinals. But, of course, you had your leading scorer there in Sarah Brown as a freshman. She's returning for the Bulldogs. And, well, that can only mean good things when you bring back a freshman as your leading scorer. Good things are bound to happen. So we'll talk with Coach Cody Deercup when we return. This is the KLAM Coach's Corner, first edition of the winter basketball season. Take a break, and Coach Cody Deercup joins us when we return. You're listening to the Coach's Corner on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLAM.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamars, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamars area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Your radio station in Kingsley, Hinton, and Remsen. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back on the KLEM Coach's Corner. Again, the Coach's Corner every Saturday is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Joining us now on the Coach's Corner is the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball, Coach Cody Deercup. Squad going 14-9 last year, falling in the regional semifinals to Sergeant Bluff Luton. Now getting ready for this season. Participated in a scrimmage yesterday against Okoboji. Opens up the year Monday in Spencer. Coach, you've now had about 2 weeks or so to kind of work with your team, get them rolling. What kind of things have you seen out of your team here in the first couple of weeks of practice as you've been getting ready for the season?
We've been seeing a lot of really good things the first couple of weeks at practice, and the one thing that stands out the most to us, and if you were at the game or watched the game last night, is just how hard they play. That's just not something that they turn on for games. I mean, this group kind of just knows gas only, and they don't quit, and it's really fun to coach.
You know, that seems to always be the thing that holds up teams that have a lot of talent, is they don't have enough drive, they don't have enough energy. So for you just to see that right away out of the get-go, it's got to be a positive thing, knowing that a lot of what you're going to be working on is just going to be kind of how to execute plays, execute things when you're on the basketball court.
Yeah, I think we're asking a lot of our girls to play this way. We were excited on the bus ride home last night just kind of talking how hard it is to play like that for four quarters, especially last night when, you know, we weren't seeing what we wanted to see early on in the game, and they didn't kind of give up on our game plan. They just kept on fighting and kind of believing in each other and playing extremely hard, and, you know, good things happened for us down the stretch.
You graduated a couple of seniors, a few really solid seniors off of your team last year. You know, seeing the first couple weeks of practice and having that scrimmage under your belt, have you seen some of your, I guess last year your underclassmen, but now maybe upperclassmen this year, starting to fill those roles and kind of fit in there nicely for your team?
Yeah, and at practice we did. We really didn't know what we were going to expect in a game. I saw some really good things last night. Maggie Allen, our senior, had a great game for us. She had 10. Some other upperclassmen. Peyton Wright came in off the bench and had some really good takes to the hoop, played well defensively and hit a big three for us. Libby Laris, another junior upperclassman, came off the bench for us too and spelled Lexi for a couple minutes when she was in foul trouble and did her role, took care of the basketball and rebounded for us, and that's some good things to see from a leadership standpoint.
You know, we're talking with Coach Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. We've referenced this scrimmage a couple of times now, but a win over Okoboji last night, 47-42 in a scrimmage. It doesn't count against count towards their record, unfortunately. You'd like to start 1-0 already, but Coach, you've talked about a couple of things you saw. What overall were you pretty pleased with as you watched your team compete in a game-like scenario for the first time this year?
Yeah, you mentioned scrimmage, and it is technically a scrimmage, but holy cow, if you were in that environment last night, that was a good basketball game. It was the adversity that we saw. You know, we're playing on the road. We're playing late at night. We got into foul trouble early. Lexi Hurd and Sarah Brown got into foul trouble in the second quarter. And then on top of that, we were down for most of the game, and our girls did not quit. That's one thing we like to see, you know, especially early on in the season. They kept believing in each other. Our full court press kind of changed a little bit as the game went on, and I'll give the girls full credit for it. It was just something that they saw on the court and started to do. Grace Van Arley started to trap girls, kind of going up the sideline, and that gave us a huge spark.
You know, having a scrimmage like that at the beginning of the season that feels more intense than it probably ends up being in the grand scheme of things has to be a good positive, because you really can't preach that kind of or you can't practice that kind of scenario at practice.
Yeah.
You can't really replicate that. So having that early has got to be a good positive.
Yeah, we tried doing a couple situational scrimmages with some area schools throughout the year, and we got all those situations in our game last night. We were down, I want to say, until like the 3-minute mark, and we took a little lead, and we had a bunch of younger girls on the court, and they all took care of the basketball. You know, we won't be able to do that next year with the shot clock, but we were able to kind of grind for about a minute or a minute and 20, and then they started fouling us. And I know that Zoe Whitcup went to the line and hit a couple big free throws for us down the stretch. So it was a great experience for us last night. And Okoboji is well coached with John Adams. They do it right up there, and it was just a great basketball experience for everybody last night.
Yeah, Okoboji's always been really good. Yeah, Coach Adams has his squad always on the right track. Even the last couple of years, they've been down, but you know, having a really formidable opponent in Okoboji, you know, you're not going somewhere and beating up on somebody. It's a competitive ball game because you're playing a good program too.
Yep. And they've been to the state tournament here, I want to say, like the last 8 years. So I mean, they know what it takes, and we see each other. We scrimmage them in the summertime. We played them at their camp, so I mean, we're pretty familiar with each other. So yeah, it was great.
Chatting with Coach Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. You mentioned some aspects in there about your game. You know, you talk about taking care of the basketball there and seeing that out of your younger players. Just looking at your numbers here last year, 358 turnovers in 23 games. Obviously, one turnover is one too many, but it's just kind of a part of the game, Coach. What's been the I guess, what do you hope to see now the rest of the season to kind of suggest, hey, your squad's going to be better at taking care of the basketball and hanging on to these possessions?
Yeah, our decision-making just needs to continue to get better as the year goes on, but I'll be the first to tell you that our team this year is a little bit different than our team last year. Last year, we kind of wanted to play basketball in the half court, and this year we're going to want to play in the full, and with that, we're going to have more turnovers. I mean, if the faster that we're going to try to play, we realize as coaches that every now and then we're going to make a bad decision, but just trying to minimize those as the year goes on and, just continuing to get better.
What dictates that from last year to this year, whether you're a half-court team or a full-court team, what kind of things dictate that game plan for you guys?
Yeah, we're more guard-heavy this year. We're just not as deep in the four or five positions, so our guards want to get out and run, and they want to play basketball in the full court, so which is great for me because it's kind of just letting them go out there and be athletes. And letting them make big plays on their own, and they're buying into it, and it's fun. It's extremely fun to be around.
Coach, when you have a team like that, yeah, I'm just looking at your roster. Your tallest player on your roster is 5'8". When you have a roster made up of a lot of guards and not a lot of height, what kind of things do you have to then give up when you're on the floor, especially when you're looking at the rebounding and the post game?
You know, I don't know. Selfishly, we don't really want to give give anything up. But I mean, there's going to be times where we're in bad matchups, and you know, sometimes our guards are going to be switched onto a post, and we'll try to front them and we'll be in a bad position. I mean, sometimes we're going to give up a layup because of, you know, our rotations. But, that just comes with playing fast and kind of being in the wrong spot at the wrong time. That's going to happen when you're trying to get up and down.
In the rebounding game, is it going to be more of an intentional kind of effort to try and make sure that, you know, that the technique is there when you're boxing out, when you're going for rebounds? It's more intentional for you as a coaching staff, considering you don't have that height down there in the post?
Yeah, and ironically, our coaches were talking about that this morning. That's something that we're going to need to work on over Thanksgiving break. You know, we don't get a practice on Monday with playing Spencer, but after that, we're going to have to work on our rebound. We've actually done a really good job in practice with rebounding, and so we haven't worked on, you know, kind of being intentional with it, like you just said. And honestly, I'm hoping that the other team is either not getting the ball into the half court as much or forcing shots in transition and that are kind of like the same, forcing bad shots in transition, which is the same thing as a turnover. Mm-hmm. And we don't really have to worry so much about rebounding, but it is something that we need to work on because we found ourselves in the half court quite a bit last night and we gave up too many second chances.
So with a team like that that likes to run, we're chatting with Coach Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball in the coach's corner. You know, I think the worry, especially when you're talking about the high school game, is that your team's going to be running a million miles an hour and running, and then, you know, mistakes happen quicker, you turn the ball over quicker, things like that. So what's the key when you have a team like this that runs in the full court to try and, you know, make sure they're not running a million miles an hour, they're playing, you know, calm, collected, and I guess concerted with the effort they're exerting out there?
Yeah, we talk about in practice all the time, basketball is not a game that you can play 100 miles an hour. It's kind of a change of pace, you know, start, stop, kind of at different times on the court. We try to break down things into practice where girls have specific spots to go in transition. We try to space the floor out as much as we can, and that kind of helps with decision-making when you are spaced out on the court correctly. So we're just going to try to keep getting better at that.
Coach Cody Deercup on the line with us. I'm looking at some of the people that you bring back to your team, and obviously the one that sticks out right away is Sarah Brown. She was fantastic for you as a freshman last year, especially with her three-point shooting. What does it do for you as a coach to bring your leading scorer back, and number two, know that you get her for this year and another 2 years to follow?
Yeah, that whole group in that class are just great kids. They're so much fun to be around. Sarah had 10 points for us last night, and I felt like she hardly played. So if she can get us 10, and you know, hopefully she's not in foul trouble every night, but last night she got us 10, and I don't feel like she played very much just because of that. So it's great to have her back. We know what to expect. Last year it kind of took us a while to get into our groove because everybody was trying to figure each other out a little bit. Now, I mean, with Sarah and Zoe, Maddie, Maggie, and Lexi, I mean, we all kind of know what we expect, and that's just our starters there. We know what we expect from each other. Mm-hmm. So we kind of play complementary basketball a little bit more, and I'm hoping that we're going to do it earlier on this year than last year.
Chatting with Coach Cody Deercup, you mentioned, you know, the foul trouble you guys got into. Was it kind of a case of, you know, just kind of swiping wrong at the basketball? Was it, you know, playing a little too fast and running into players, things like that? What kind of things were causing so many fouls in your contest yesterday?
Yeah, the girls are going to learn that when we're trying to pressure teams in the full court, that we don't need to reach every single time that we're doing our full court press. Hmm. I mean, they're going to pass it into our hands, or we're going to get a tip. That's kind of how we're going to do our work. We just tried to reach a little bit too much last night, and we had our hands on too much in the first half, and we came out in the second half and did a much better job with that. Lexi and Zoe, I mean, everybody's in foul trouble. Lexi and Zoe didn't play a ton towards the end of the third quarter, and we put them in with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter with four fouls, and they were able to play the rest of the game smart and didn't foul out for us, and that was great because Zoe hit some big shots for us in the fourth quarter.
I think you mentioned earlier on in this interview the word adversity, and when you put a player out there that has four fouls like that, they're facing a lot of adversity. They're facing a lot of pressure and making sure they're playing the right way. And seeing that aspect from your team is we're highlighting a lot of positives, but it is true that's got to be nice to see them be able to play on the edge like that and still play a solid game of basketball, all things considered.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's something that you can coach. I mean, that's something that we have a meeting every five minutes at the beginning of our practice that we try talking about culture, and we bring in different people to talk to us about how the right way to play and overcoming adversity. And we had Coach Bigdahl come in last week, and Coach Davis does a good job in the mornings once a week with our book study. But I mean, these girls buy into all the right things, and I don't know if that's going to transition to translate to wins for us this season, but I mean, they're doing the right thing. So eventually good things are going to happen for us no matter what.
You know, things like that were kind of what I was able to talk about with Coach Bigdahl, as you mentioned, in the football season, where he had a mom's night and a dad's night. He brought all his, the families in, showing them what they do on the practice court. This is a little bit different, obviously, with bringing coaches in to talk to your team, but, building a culture around your program off of the court is such an important thing that, that's a tough thing for a lot of coaches to do as well. And it seems like your girls are buying into that, at least at the beginning of the season.
They are. They're great kids. And the listeners might think this is just something silly, but, we talk about servant leadership and, serving others. And last night we go to Subway and I'm the last one in, and we have our freshmen going through the line first. That's just something that I want to see as a coach, like our upperclassmen are taking care of our younger kids, or the girls that we had here last year taking care of our newcomers, and that's just great to see for me.
Yeah, it is great to see. It's great to hear about, and it just makes you want to root for your girls a lot harder. We're chatting with Coach Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. Let's now look ahead a little bit, Coach, because those first three games on your schedule are just absolute doozies here. You get Spencer on Monday on the road. You host Unity Christian out of Thanksgiving. You're at Sergeant Bluff Luton after that. Boy, Coach, I don't know if there's a harder first three games in the state. I mean, you get a bunch of ranked opponents like that, a couple on the road. What do you see out of your first couple of games for you guys?
Yeah, there's no doubt that we're going to go play some good teams. That's going to be great for us. And if we're being 100% honest, our game plan really isn't going to change for any three of those games. I mean, we're just trying to focus on what we do. Our motto this year, our slogan is "It's all us." And no matter who we're playing or where we're at, we're just going to play our game. And like I said before, we're hoping that good things are going to happen.
Yeah, I guess immediately. Tell me about what fans can expect when they watch you guys play Spencer on Monday. What do the Tigers do well?
You're gonna see an indoor track meet, I think. We're gonna see that Monday. They're gonna play the same exact way that we do, and they're gonna be up and in the full court press just like us. And it's gonna be the same. It's gonna be two teams just kind of battling out the full court.
So I can expect triple digits on that scoreboard, right?
I don't know what to expect. We only had one game. I just know that we're gonna try to press them, and they're gonna try to press us. And I don't think it's a secret for anybody. They were at the game last night, so. But I do think it's gonna be a fun one to watch, regardless.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing how that one turns out, Coach. As you are now kind of you're getting ready to transition to the regular season on Monday. What are still some of the things that you guys are ironing out to try and make sure you guys are up to your level that you expect? What kind of things do you still need to be working on here these next few days and as you get ready for the start of the season?
I think one thing that hurt us for especially last night is just our rotations a little bit. It took a while to kind of figure out when we need to sub girls in. Coach Dreckman has done a great job for us since he's helped us out, and he's not helping us this year because he wants to rightly so, watch his daughter play college basketball. Mm-hmm. So we had to kind of figure that out on our own last night, and it took us about a quarter to get that figured out. So we'll get better at getting girls in and out there, and if we're going to play fast like we want to, we're just going to have to sub more often. And then our girls are going to have to just keep buying into, you know, playing full court basketball. It's easy to do at the beginning of the season, but we have to kind of keep at it if we want to be where we want to be at the end of the year.
Absolutely. We hope you we hope you do have a successful season. We're going to be talking about some wins here the next time we get in touch with you, Coach. We appreciate your time, and best of luck to your squad this season.
Hey, thanks for having me, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's head coach Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. Take a short break. When we come back, Coach Brandon Schecker joins us talking Galen basketball after this break. It's KLEM Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance. Better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
Your radio station in Owens and Orange City, 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back on the KLEM Coach's Corner. Again, the Coach's Corner every Saturday morning is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We are now joined on the Coach's Corner by the head coach of Lamar's Galen basketball, Galen Catholic basketball. That's Coach Brandon Schecker joining us. His squad getting ready to start the year on Monday. They too, like Lamar's, get a ranked opponent to open up the season in Kingsley Pearson. We'll be broadcasting that game on Monday. But, Coach, let's first of all get into your practices, your preseason workouts, things like that. You've had a couple of weeks with this team kind of figuring out where you're at to start the year. So let's kind of talk about where you guys are at. What kind of things have you noticed out of your team as you've gotten a couple weeks of practice under your belt?
Some resilience. We as coaches made the decision this year to get after them a little bit more, probably earlier than we ever have, you know, push them a little bit more. I think that's something that we've lacked a little bit in prior years. We were kind of taking it easy to get started, you know, just got off a great volleyball season, you know, and since I'm saying that, you know, shout out to Coach Meyer and the volleyball girls, on another wonderful season. But, you know, coming to that, we usually start off a little bit slower, just try to get them ramped up to get to the first games. And this year we decided to push, and we're pushing pretty hard. We want to make practices a little more intense. We're getting after them a little bit more. We're pushing them up and down the court a little bit more. We just want to be more prepared to start out the season. We want to start out with a high note. We want to start out games quick. When you have KP to start out the season, and they're, you know, have had quite a few good runs the last few years and come in preseason ranked again this year, you want to be prepared. You want to get a good start to the season. So I would say resilience. The girls have reacted. You know, they came out strong. We had a little letdown, but they fought back. And now through almost 2 weeks of practices, I feel fairly prepared going into Monday night.
You know, when you change how you change, I guess, probably the only word that comes to mind, but you change how change the speed at the beginning of the year, you change that kind of things on your team. It's important that they take that in stride, and it's important that they react to it well. And I guess the term resilience kind of explains it there. But you've seen some good reaction out of your team as you've kind of changed how the beginning of the year works.
Absolutely. You know, we have a good core group coming back. And for the most part, most of them have bought in and have said, okay, coach, we're going along with you. Some others have, I wouldn't say resisted, just aren't sure what to take. But we've talked through it. I wanted to see how they would react. And we talked a lot about character and how do you react to different situations. And I think after that talk, now everybody has bought in. And I really see a good push amongst most of the girls. And again, I keep reiterating, I mean, when you start out with Kingsley Pearson, Unity, and you know, we have Cherokee and MMCRU, Akron to start off, you know, to start our season. We don't have time to wait until, you know, third, 4 week, you know, into the season to get up to speed. We needed to get up to speed quickly, and I think, you know, I don't know that we're exactly where I wanted to be going into Monday night, but I feel good about going into Monday night. So
yeah, you know, we were just getting done talking to Coach Deercup, and I think I commented to him saying, I think you might have one of the toughest schedules in the state. Now that I'm looking at your first five games, Coach, I think you might have a solid argument to him. I mean, yeah, you get Kingsley, Unity, Cherokee, MMCRU, and then, yeah, you deal with a solid team over there in Akron. I mean, it is going to be really important for you guys to get out of the gate on the right foot, and so this seems like the right year, at least, to kind of start off full speed kind of right ahead instead of, you know, 3 or 4 weeks into the season like you talked about.
Absolutely. And that word resilience I used earlier, check with me in a couple weeks. We'll see what resilience we had after a couple weeks of playing teams like this. So, but it's good.
Yeah.
You know, always stated, if you want to be the best, if you want to make it to state, you got to play and beat the best. And we're going to kick it off this season with a heck of a schedule, but we're looking forward to it. And nobody on our schedule is somebody that we're shying away from. We're ready to step on the court against any team that we come up against, and we're ready to play. So as long as we continue to have that mindset, we'll have a successful season.
We're chatting with Coach Brandon Schecker. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, talking about this preseason and the things leading up to the start of the regular season on Monday. Coach, I'm looking over kind of your last season numbers, and boy, the upside for you, I guess the downside, you graduate Rachel Langle, your second leading scorer off of last year's team, who put up a ton of numbers, your top rebounder, things like that. But I guess the plus side is she's the only one you graduate. So this, you're kind of working with a lot of the same pieces. You just got to have to figure out that one piece in the middle there in Rachel.
Absolutely. Rachel is a huge loss for us. You know, she was a leader, very outspoken. And, you know, was a half a rebound shy of a double-double, averaging a double-double, which isn't an easy task. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be difficult to replace, but you're exactly right. We bring back the core group. Everybody else on the roster is coming back. You know, Maya Whitehead last year was our second leading rebounder, and was starting to figure things out as a sophomore. Well, this year she's a junior, and I got to tell you, she has things figured out. She's going to be a handful to mess with down low. So, you know, I think we can take over Rachel's numbers with the core group we having back. You know, I look at Alyssa Colbeck, who got things figured out. She had an up and down season last year as a junior. I see her really stepping in. She's got a lot more confidence this year, going to be a solid player for us game in and game out. So you look at two of those pieces. I mean, Lauren Hying is obviously going to step in and do what she always does. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at Sophie Rudin, who didn't score a lot last year as a sophomore. You know, she was one, I would say, as well with Maya, just kind of figuring things out. trying to understand the speed of the game and how that works within her athleticism. And I got to tell you, she looks phenomenal through 2 weeks of practice. And, you know, we've always looked at Sophie as a defensive threat, not so much help us on the offensive side over the last two seasons as a freshman and sophomore, but, you know, I see her really picking up the offensive side of things for her this year. So, you know, then you look at Jaden, who was a solid player for us last year, didn't put up a lot of points per game, and she's figured things out well too. So, you know, I look at that and yeah, we lose Rachel a solid double-double, but when you got, you know, two juniors that are coming back as seniors who have it figured out and three sophomores who were ton of playing time last year and were figuring things out and have it now figured out, I'm putting five girls to start the game on the court who understand the game of basketball, who have it figured out. So that starting five should be pretty solid. And I like our odds to get out of the gate. So.
Yeah, no, I like them too. It's looking good. You know, you touched on offense and defense with a number of those players, and obviously there's no one side of the basketball. But I look at some of your offensive numbers, Coach, and yeah, some of the scoring numbers were pretty good, obviously with Rachel and with Lauren. But the thing I saw right away when I looked at your numbers from last year was you guys were shooting under 40% from the field and just around 25% from beyond the arc. You know, you talked about confidence in there a little bit with Sophie and with Alyssa offensively. How much does confidence play into your ability to get good shots up, to be able to, I guess, have the confidence that you can make some of those shots and make them more consistently?
Confidence is absolutely everything when it comes to sports in general, especially, I think, to girl sports. You know, it seems like you have a rough minute. You miss a couple shots, and it starts to eat at you. Especially again in girls athletics, I think it makes a big difference. And so we talk about confidence and not hesitating, and most importantly, next play. I mean, one of our comments constantly in practice is next play, next play, next play. You got to forget about that last turnover. You got to forget about that last shot that air ball that you just put up. Those things cannot affect you. You have to move on to the next play, because if you allow that air ball, that turnover, whatever, to affect you and you can't go on to the next play, well, it does affect your next play and your next play. It's a domino effect. So we talk about that all the time. You know, it's not that it's the stop hesitating on that pass. Make that a little bit better pass so we're shooting more in rhythm. Get that pass further ahead so we're getting that transition knockdown layup instead of having to pull it out and set up the offense. Confidence in the game is absolutely huge, and that's something that we are constantly harping on. And there's a couple girls that I'm hoping will help contribute this year that will come off the bench to start the season. That is their number one drawback right now. That's the one thing that's holding them back to really – helping us out this year, some confidence. And if we can get, you know, if Coach Colbeck and I can get some of those girls to continue to practice hard and get some of that fear out of the way and continue to build that confidence, now I go 7, 8, 9, even 10 deep if we get that confidence built in that next group. So, yeah, that offensive end, I'm so glad you picked up right from where Denny left off and having to poke me on some of those things. And, you know, That's a kicker. You know, our defense wasn't as good as I had hoped last year, and so you have to pick it up on the offensive end, and our shooting percentage wasn't there. And some of it was confidence, and I would say more of it was just not great passing. Our passing it wasn't wonderful last year. Our turnovers were up last year. I think we averaged over 20 turnovers. And, you know, we actually just sat down in the coach's office yesterday as a group and had that discussion as a team and set some goals, and you know, we're not in my tenure here with Galen, we haven't been big on setting goals. You know, we just said, let's go take care of the little things. And because you mentioned that, I'll bring it up. We actually set some goals for some offensive and defensive stats, just because we wanted to start focusing a little bit on these things to try to put a little more emphasis around them and hopefully as well maybe build some confidence around those stats as well, because ultimately our defense is going to have to step up over last year, and hopefully the shooting percentages will step up a little bit too. I mean, I look at our overall stats, and you hit two big ones. Our three-point shooting was abysmal, and our free throw shooting wasn't great, and our overall percentages weren't great, and yet we put up almost 52 points a game. So I keep harping to the girls. It's little things that make a big difference, and if you can get, you know, if you just get that free throw percentage up 5%, three-point shooting up 5%, and your overall two-point field goal shooting up 5%, you know, 5% isn't a lot. It's a couple extra shots a game that you're knocking down. Mm-hmm. And now we're pushing the door on 60 points a game. Mm-hmm. That's a tough team to beat if you're putting up 60 points every night. So,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, those percentage numbers just kind of popped out at me right away. And now that you mentioned the turnover number in there, the turnovers kill. And obviously one turnover is one turnover too many, but you it's just part of the game, coach. And so you talk about making the right pass, you know, running your offense, things like that. What are some of the things you've been trying to work on to kind of iron those turnovers out and get them out of your girls' system before the beginning of the regular season?
You know, good question. Actually, there's two things that we've really focused on, and that is playing, again, the intensity that we brought in practice, trying to simulate that game, simulate some of the teams that we're going to play a little bit more with the intensity and putting a little more pressure on them in practice. So they're starting to make – we want them to make the mistakes now so we can help adjust and fix. But also if they start getting used to that intensity, that pressure, it's – I don't know, one of the famous Michael Jordan quotes was always like, you know, I practiced harder in practice because it made the games easier. Mm. You know, I didn't have to worry about the stuff in the games because it was just second nature because I've done it all and I did it actually harder in practice. You know, so we've tried to take that mindset to practices this year, push them a little bit harder, put that intensity on them a little bit, and hopefully get past some of that mental mistakes. And speaking of mistakes, that's also what we wanted to do is we're trying to get them out of that hesitation. We want you to play free. Mm-hmm. We want you to make mistakes, not mistake over and over and over again, but we want you to make that mistake once or twice by playing free. Mm-hmm. Turnovers are going to happen. We can't stop turnovers from happening. It's all about limiting the number of turnovers that happen. And if we play a little more free, and I think that's our turnover issue, is in years past, we have played very tight. We're scared to make that mistake. And the focus has been around stop being worried about making that mistake. Go ahead and make that mistake, especially early on, especially in practice, especially early on in games. Let's go ahead and make that mistake, because if we continue to play free, we're going to start seeing things a little bit quicker. We're going to start making that pass sooner. We're going to see the open girl cutting. We're going to start doing some of those things if we play a little more free instead of playing a lot more hesitant and tight. And so those have been two big focuses to help, again, the scoring, to help the defensive side, but also limit turnovers as well.
We're chatting with Coach Brandon Schecker. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic basketball. Yeah, that seems to all kind of tie into itself. You know, when you look at how your team has been preparing to play and as you've kind of run some things with them, you know, what kind of team, I guess, from kind of like an X's and O's standpoint, what kind of team are we going to get? Are we going to get a team that, you know, likes to slow things down? Are we going to be sprinting up the court? Are we going to see a three-point shooting team, a first team offensively, a zone man? Like, what kind of things X's and O's wise can we expect out of your team this season?
Oh, I laugh when you say post. That's funny. I have yet. So if there's anybody listening that, you know, knows of some high school girls that are 6 foot or taller that want to come over to Galen, we'd be happy to have you. in my tenure here, we just have not had, you know, I'm lucky to have one post on the court at, mm-hmm. I mean, one true post when I say that.
Sure.
And I've had two posts on the court and stuff along that lines, but I'm putting a lot of girls that are 5'7", 5'8", 5'9", in a true post position. So we've never been able to really go a two post big. You know, we did a little bit last year with Rachel and Maya, but that was only part-time. And, you know, we can a little bit with Nevaeh this year. But, again, Nevaeh is not a true big, tall height as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we've lost Larissa Sitzman to the season as well, which is going to be a mm-hmm. huge loss to us. And that's a junior who brought, you know, 7-8 points, 5-6 rebounds. A game, and I really thought she was going to have a breakout senior year. Mm. You know, we lost her to injury for the season, so that's another semi-post guard that we lose out on this year too. So we're going to continue to get up and down the court. I mean, that's got to be our flavor. We here at Galen have athletic girls, and we need to get those girls up and down the court as quickly as possible. Honestly, if we can get some more threes, I think that's one thing that we missed. I mean, I've always preached to the girls, we want to get to the hoop. We want to be slashers. And we've done a good job of that. We need to finish a little bit better. But ultimately, the one thing that we've truly missed is some three-point threat from the outside, which is another shout-out to Larissa and missing her this year, as she was one of our top, if not our top, three-point shooter last year. So we'll miss that from the outside. But I've seen other girls, you know, Sophie Rudin has never been a real three-point threat in the last couple of years, and this year she is. Mm-hmm. So I think we have more girls that can knock down some threes this year, which will ultimately help us open up our offense and our get-to-the-hoop mentality. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'll be running and gunning up and down the court, trying to put on a good show for the fans in the stands, as well as I think the girls enjoy it a lot more too, just running and gunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the sound of that. We're chatting with Coach Brandon Shecker. He's the head coach of Galen basketball. Yeah, I guess Larissa going down with an injury puts you in a bind there, you know, personnel-wise. I notice a couple of freshmen you have on your roster here on our handy-dandy quick stats page that you know, one of them stands out, and I might be putting a lot of pressure on her, but there's another world famous Bonderson that plays basketball on the boys team at Galen, and Kate's on your squad. What kind of things can we expect out of your freshmen, out of your sophomores, some of your underclassmen this year?
There's a Bonderson on the boys team.
Huh. I don't know if you've heard of him before.
The only standout Bonderson I know is Kate Bonderson, who's playing for me. So. I'm going to regret that come Monday when I see him, and he's going to have something to say to me.
He's going to give you a hard time for that one, isn't he, Coach?
Absolutely. You know, we have some girls that I think will help us out off the bench. You know, Bryn Wendt is such an athlete. If she's one that's a little bit held back on the confidence side, and if we can get that confidence built into Bryn, she brings a lot of athleticism to the game. You know, I saw a lot of good things out of Mackenzie Alish and Nevaeh this last couple practices, so I'm really hoping to see them continue to build and bring some extra pizzazz to our team. They do some things really well. Mackenzie can see the court, make some nice passes, and she's starting to get her shot down as well. Nevaeh, she was a little relaxed that first week of practice, but this week she brought it, and she's starting to show us as a sophomore what I think she has potential to do for us moving forward. So we're looking for good things out of her to start the season. And then, yeah, you hit one freshman, Kate. And then we also have, you know, Rosiah Sithman joining us this year as a freshman too. I've seen some really good things out of those two. You know, they played summer basketball all season, and you could really see their growth from their eighth grade to the summer. And I actually think both of them have stepped up, even from what I've seen them play this summer. In the first 2 weeks of practice. So, I Rye just brings a nice little shot. She's got extremely aggressive, but she brings a shooter mentality. And sometimes I think we have some gals on our team that hesitate a little bit to shoot, and I haven't seen that from Mariah yet this year. So she's bringing it in every practice. And Kate, I just keep telling her when she realizes that she's got long legs and long arms and can get to the hoop without having to dribble very much, and if she utilizes her athleticism, you'll forget about her brother really quick. Kate will start to shine. Again, I'm going to regret saying that when I see that. No, I think both of them, they're freshmen. It's going to take a little bit for them to get into the games. They look really good in practices. And I told them just last night, I go, you could just tell we went through pregame and both of them were a little tight. They weren't as loose as what they have been in practice. And it's the freshman mindset. You know, they're going to get some varsity minutes come Monday night. And I think the nerves are starting to set in and stuff along that lines, but hopefully we'll get past those nerves really quickly. And I think you'll see some good things out of those two helping us out this season as well.
Coach Brandon Sheckard's joining us. Galen Catholic girls basketball previewing that. Last thing for you, Coach. We're going to have the broadcast on Monday of you guys taking on Kingsley Pearson. Give us a little brief preview what kind of things we can expect out of Kingsley Pearson when you guys take the floor on Monday.
You know, they could be a different squad this year. They lost a lot from their last year's team. I know they're a little banged up. So they're a little shorthanded this season, or at least to start the season as well. But, you know, Coach always has them prepared, ready to go. They're always upbeat. They'll get out. They like to run a little bit. They always bring a little bit of full-court pressure. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with their different set of girls this year. You know, I don't think they're bringing back a lot of their team from last year. So, you know, but if Coach stays true, we're expecting some pressure. We're expecting them to get up and down the court, kind of in your face defense. And it's going to be a test for our resilience on if we pushed enough, if we were intense enough the first 2 weeks. And if we were, I think the girls will quickly get into a rhythm, get past that little push that they're going to bring. And hopefully we have a good outcome.
We hope for a good outcome as well. We'll see you down there on Monday, Coach, and we'll wish you the best of luck in that contest and all season. We'll be talking to you throughout the year, and best of luck this season for you, Coach.
Sounds good, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Head Coach Brandon Sheckard joining us. Take a break. We'll wrap up the Coach's Corner after this on KLEM.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, financial advisor, certified financial planner practitioner, Ross Rulin, associate financial advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, associate financial advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Broadcasting from the ice cream capital of the world, 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back really briefly here to wrap up the Coach's Corner this Saturday morning. Again, thanks to our sponsors, Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Again, tune in Monday evening We'll have our first girls basketball action of the season. Galen Catholic taking on 14th-ranked Kingsley Pearson. Just heard from Brandon Schecker. Lots of good things to hear from Galen Catholic basketball. We heard from Coach Cody Deercup earlier on in the show. Lots of good things with Lamars. They open up the year with 12th-ranked Spencer in Spencer on Monday evening. So good things coming from the girls basketball program. Next week, we're going to preview boys basketball. Get Coach Dave Irwin and Coach Mike Langle on, get their thoughts on their seasons and what they're going to expect coming up this week in boys basketball, or this season in boys basketball. So that's coming up next Saturday on the Coach's Corner. But again, tune in Monday. Galen and Kingsley Pearson girls basketball right here on KLAM and on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. That does it for this Saturday morning. Lots of great sports going on around the area, college sports especially this Saturday. So enjoy your Saturday. We'll talk to you this coming week right here. It's been the Coach's Corner. I've been Daniel Versteeg on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLAM.